We don't want any traffic. And I want to say again, so due to poor condition of the surrounding street, it's only one road. We live in the area over 22 years. We didn't see any improvements. It's never happened to the Fall Creek Road before.
Okay.
No street lights.
Sir, you're a minute over, so
okay,
I appreciate your time. Thank you. Next.
My name is John Waterman. I'm a little hoarse. I apologize for that. I live in River Bluff Subdivision, and I'm also very, very familiar with planning commissions. I was on the Planning Commission for Parker, Colorado, which now is kind of a suburb of Denver, but for about 10 years, and we were the fastest growing town in the nation during that period of time. We started out at 230. We're now at about 80,000. Can I bring a picture up to hand to you here?
Sure.
This is a picture of my house. This is a picture off my desk, of the deck. And these two trees are where their property line, their fence is going to go behind me, 50 feet back. Oh, they're probably. Right there. And one of our main criteria when I was on the planning commission there was, does this fit in with the surrounding area? This absolutely does not. We've got residential on both sides. We've got that. You can't tell from the drawing there, but that's a hill about like that. And I was told by the developers that, one, you won't be able to see it because we've got all those trees. By the time they get the roads in there and the sites, there's not going to be many trees left. The other part of that is I don't know how they're going to run down that hill. It's steep, put it mildly. It's also about 1 foot of rock and dirt, and then it goes to table rock down below that, but that's another story. I'm concerned about the Quonset or geodesic domes out there. I'm concerned about the crime that that might bring. I'm concerned about the partying that might go on in a place like that. And frankly, I just do not think that single-family overnight rentals in the residential area is a proper use of that land. I could also mention that they brought this same proposal up to Stone County. I spoke to one of the Stone County commissioners, who's a friend of mine here a while back, and she said they shot it down almost immediately when the presentation was made there. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hi, my name is Denise Rohde, and I actually don't live in either of those two neighborhoods. We live on Fall Creek. And as you noted, we live on Spring Creek, not Fall Creek. As you noted, the Fall Creek Road, the visibility and the speed that people's goes and the maintenance that doesn't occur on it, the increased traffic is just going to cause a problem. We already do get on Spring Creek extra traffic from people turning around, trying to get to Fall Creek. We've already been removed from the tourist maps a few years ago to reduce traffic down Spring Creek because it's one of those streets that's it's not maintained by Branson. It's not really maintained by the county. When somebody does do stuff to it, like any of the potholes or anything, it's very haphazard, creates a mess on our properties. You know, it's just not a fun concept. And by where they're trying to put this, as you noted, like with the visibility, it's dark. There's no lights. We're going to have tourists coming in trying to find this turn off. They're going to end up on our street, and we're the second house in, just so people know where we live. This is our property right here. And people are always on our driveway stopping to, because there's a tree for shade. You know, they're looking at maps, they're doing whatever, but, you know, it's a security issue because they're right by our mailbox, and you just never know what's going on. And they turn around, they come out, you know, you're trying to get out, and they're going to be turning around to get back into the traffic, or they're going to go into the other neighborhoods, potentially even poor people in Gooseberry if they get increased traffic. It's not even a paved road. And they, you know, they've been trying to get, pavement for forever, and the county won't do it. It is a residential neighborhood. There's no, you know, there are some people that have some home businesses, but it doesn't increase any traffic. And by bringing in the tourists, you know, I'm with the others, it's going to be bringing in strangers into a neighborhood, you know, every night. And I know they're saying they're high end and they spend a lot of money, and but I know friends that can afford $500 a night also, and I know what they do to places, and I know how they party and the noise they make. I wouldn't want to rent to them. The disruption it's going to bring, they did say that they were hooking up to city water, so that does make me feel a little bit better, because we're already having well issues, and we've had to redrill for a well and get more water, so city water would be fine. But the increased maintenance and the traffic, and plus once it's rezoned, there's no guarantee on future use, and no offense, but even if this got approved, I can't see it being successful. So it will go out of business, they'll sell, and then there's no guarantee what will get put on that property, and we could be even in a worse situation. And I would prefer it to not get approved.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. My name is Elizabeth Parker. I own several rentals in the Woodlands. I previously did live in the Woodlands as well. I have waited, I don't want to exaggerate, 6 to 7 minutes at the mouth of the Woodlands trying to turn and go west on Fall Creek. Fall Creek is a nightmare. Fall Creek is dangerous today. And we have no business inviting more tourists. It's not a red, yellow, blue, green, or purple street that we are telling our tourists they need to travel down, because we already know it's terrible. Now, there's an urban rumor, urban legend, that there's been feasibility studies and Fall Creek is going to be improved and it's going to be the best road in Branson, but it's not there today. Inviting campers to this location is going to flood out the poor wildlife that is sitting there waiting to jump into Fall Creek, where there's no light for me to hit, or you to hit, or you to hit, because this is the most dangerous road we have around. I live on a gravel road, and I would prefer driving on my gravel road than on the local road of Fall Creek, because guess what we do as locals? We fly down Fall Creek because we don't want to go up to 76. It is much too dangerous to encourage any more development on that road until it has been thoroughly upgraded, renovated, maintained. I have nothing else to say other than I support every word that has been said in opposed to this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up for or against?
We're actually coming up together because we live in the same house.
Okay.
Tony Kremrine and Ken Moss, we're actually right next to the property in the River Bluff subdivision. Main concern is environmental impact. I don't know if they've even done an environmental impact survey, but where they cleared the land that they spoke of earlier, right after that, we used to see the palinated, the big woodpeckers in our yards. Since that land was cleared, we haven't seen them since. So we don't know what other kind of resources they're going to take away from other animals that we may not see, because we do see bats, which of course help the insect population. But something else I wanted to point out, that's not actually the site plan. The site plan shows the development that they're actually planning to put in, and this has dwellings that are actually along a big bluff. I've actually ventured off and explored this land since it's right next to mine. So I don't know how much property there is actually usable here. I'd say on my 1 acre of land, it's way less than half the acre that's actually what I mow and maintain, because the rest is just a drop-off. You can't use it. There's actually a waterfall and a wet weather creek that runs through that and drains into Taneycomo. So that's going to have a pretty bad impact when you clear all these trees. You're going to be putting a lot of mud that's just going to run down into Taneycomo from just, I mean, clearing for all this property plus the housing plus the road they're putting in, there's not going to be much trees left. So I know that was already said, but that's actually going to have an impact on Taneycomo as well. Furthermore, they're planning on putting literally a road to run and have parking spots right almost in my backyard. not really liking that idea. The partying idea literally was going to be right there in my backyard too. One of my neighbors said that they were actually putting fire pits on the bluff, which is probably less than 50 feet from my backyard. So the party zone is going to be my backyard. The last thing, as far as, and like I said, that's not what you have pulled up there, but where they show this fence, we were told, and it's actually on this map, that they're building that 50 foot off of the property line. Well, if you knew the area, there's actually a box truck that's in this picture that when you look into it close, that property line runs right in front of the box truck. Actually, when I bought the property, the truck came with it, and I had to do a bunch of cleaning on the property. When it was brought to my attention, that was parked off my property. I moved it, but that's a 16-foot box truck. The property line shows going directly across the front of that truck, and the fence line goes through the middle of that 16-foot truck, so there's no 50-foot there. So I don't think there's been a whole lot of planning put into this. If you actually look where these dwellings are supposed to be, that's a sheer drop-off, so they can't push those any further over. If they don't have the 50-foot further fence, where's that building going to go? Where's the two-lane highway going to go that's going to be in my backyard? And where's that fence going to go?
Also, in looking at the plan, they show a sewer line coming in from the road. I've actually pulled the contour maps that show the elevations. That's actually a downhill slope that goes toward the lake. So in order to do their sewer plan, they're going to have to put a pumping station in to pump the sewage back up and out. Is that sewage plant going to be sitting on the fence or close to the property where we have to actually have an aroma of people's waste materials?
I think that's everything I had. Okay. Definitely a lot of concerns that are unanswered questions based off of what we were given for an explanation of what was going there.
All right. Appreciate your time. Yep. Thank you. Anyone else? Ma'am?
Can you, Karen McVicker, and my property line is their property line. Can you zoom in on that and I can show you my house? So that's it. Right there? That's my house. So what's going to happen is, and I mean, I can see where they're going to build from my garage, which means that it's, well, but that's neither here nor there. It's not going to be the view I have now. We're very concerned about the animals. We have a lot of deer that come visit us, and potentially those deer are not going to be able to come into our yard. We have a lot of wildlife. And my biggest concern is property values. The minute they put in nightly rentals next to my house, my property values are going to go down. And if I try and sell that house, it will probably be next to impossible. Because who's going to want to buy a house that is right next door to nightly rentals? And I keep hearing single family nightly rentals. Well, one of the things that I was told is that they're going to encourage like groups of people to go in and rent so that they can afford it. That doesn't sound like nightly rental, single family rental to me. So I agree with everything that's being said here. I would like to see something else done with that area, except for nightly rentals. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else signed up to speak? For, against? Y'all want to come back up and address any, Todd, any of the comments? Concerns?
Yeah, I don't think I can address all of them, but I'll try to summarize.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, could you respect the process and allow them the time to talk back, answer questions?
So as far as the concerns about tree clearing, we have a minimal impact. Yes, there will be trees cleared because of installing drives, utilities, and the actual individual glamping units. That's just part of